This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Sad news in Texas. Five soldiers killed because of the floods. The vehicle they were in overturned, and they're still searching for others. It's just that bad. More news on the UCLA gunman and the fact that his wife was found dead in Minnesota. That story took a horrible turn as there were more eyeballs on what happened and what the trail was, etc. Plus, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton going toe-to-toe in two different cities. Some interesting words were exchanged. Of course, Twitter is the favorite medium for Donald Trump. And for Hillary Clinton, she was at a campaign stop and she just unloaded. I mean, just absolutely unloaded about Donald Trump. Plus, we've got a Blue Angel mishap, sadly, and a Thunderbird jets crash. In the Thunderbird case, the president was there at the Air Force Academy, and the pilot walked away. The plane looked almost like it skidded into a field. In the case of the Blue Angel pilot, he did not survive. Boy, I think of all the times that my mother dragged me out to see the Blue Angels. I have such fond memories of watching them from a couple of different places. Cape May, New Jersey was one of the first places, I think the first place I ever saw the Blue Angels. You might have been to some of those air shows. You know how cool they are and how unbelievable those maneuvers are that they do. But how sad that during practice for a weekend show, one of the pilots crashes and is killed, and then, as I said, the Thunderbird as well. Again, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. As we motor through, we've got odds and ends, results as far as what the predictions are for California. And, of course, you can certainly be part of what we do here as we get many, many, many people that sound off in our mailbag segment, and just as many trying to call through. So you want to jump on those lines when we're talking about the campaign and the fact that Paul Ryan just made it official by saying that, yeah, he's in Trump's corner. He's endorsing Donald Trump. Remember, there was kind of a get-to-know-you quickie phase there because the Speaker of the House had a two-hour meeting with Trump maybe 2 weeks ago. Now it's kind of like a slow burn. Now he comes out and he bumps Trump. He says, yeah, absolutely, he's endorsing him. And that's what Trump needs, more Republicans, especially those with some sway to back him up. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton says that Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit for the White House. She said that Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different, they're dangerously incoherent. They aren't even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies. A couple of other slams on the Trump front from Clinton. He's not just unprepared, he's temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility. And she said, imagine Donald Trump sitting in the Situation Room making life or death decisions on behalf of the United States. Do we want him making those calls? Someone thin-skinned, quick to anger, lashes out at the smallest criticisms. Do we want his finger anywhere near the button? And the speech on Thursday was probably the most direct attacks. It was like she stuck the fork in the turkey and kept jabbing it harder and harder and harder. So this is what we're going to start to see a lot more of, I think. Trump's already sort of doing it with Hillary Clinton, has been doing it for a while. But now more tit for tat is pretty much what the norm is going to be. So while Hillary Clinton is doing that, Bernie Sanders comes up in a poll because, you know, we've got California next week, next Tuesday, and in the poll, the new poll puts Bernie Sanders ahead by one. But still, mathematically, it is technically impossible for Sanders to beat Hillary Clinton. You could have terrible math skills or mediocre intermediary math skills, and the numbers still come up the same. It doesn't matter. You have to have a certain amount of delegates, and he doesn't have those delegates, but he will not lay down. So a Los Angeles Times poll that was put out on Thursday did show him with that 1-point lead. He's getting big crowds. He's getting a boost from the crowds. There is absolutely no question about that. If Clinton holds him off and wins the primary, what some Californians are saying, it's a result of a low turnout that tilts the electorate in her direction. But again, it's the delegate counts. And the delegate counts, depending on who you talk to, are kind of all over the map. But she leads Sanders in the pledge delegate count, 1,769 to 1,501. When the super delegates are put in, her lead is 2,313, puts her just 70 delegates short of the nomination. That's the key. It's the super delegates. Sounds so confusing. It's like the Rubik's Cube. They have to redo how they do primaries in this country. It's just crazy to me as you try to figure it out and counting. Well, that's, it's like regular unleaded. Of course, if it's the unleaded variety you need, it's about the super delegates. And that's the biggest problem that Sanders has. Saddest story ever. I mentioned it as soon as we jumped on. Fort Hood, 5 Fort Hood soldiers dead, 4 are missing. What's happening is with this massive wall of water that we're seeing all over the state of Texas, but certainly especially in the southern area of Texas, even worse because of the low-lying areas. What happened was you think you're in a truck, you're in a military, giant military vehicle, you think you're okay, but then all of a sudden that low-lying area is just overrun with water. I've seen it with some really super monster trucks that you cannot believe. How is this truck underwater? So that's the last thing they wanted to come out of Fort Hood, and it was a tactical Jeep, to be specific, that overturned at a crossing not far from the base, and so the bodies of 3 soldiers were recovered downstream, 3 more rescued near it and brought to a hospital in stable condition. The search continues for the rest. So far, there hasn't been much of a reprieve from the rain, and the flooding has been just absolutely awful. I mean, absolutely awful. And now here's the other part of this. To add insult to injury, when we're talking about West Nile and Zika and the two viruses, well, riddle me this, America. How are the viruses spread? Mosquitoes. So now you look at stagnant water, and you've got insects galore in the state parks, in and around some of these areas where they've gotten almost 8 inches of rain in the last 2 days. Texas is going to be a breeding ground for what the mosquitoes, unfortunately, can carry. But it's about the soldiers. So sad to hear that story, and so many other water rescues that didn't pan out during the day for many Texans who lost their lives. Stay with us. More on the flip side.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
All right, so that just adds more layers to what I was just talking about with Hillary Clinton. Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Is Clinton going to make enough noise that she's going to find that the people who are supporting Trump, many of you listening who are supporting Trump, I mean, really, is that going to make you switch your opinion? If you are the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, you are doing the wise thing, though, because think about it. You've got to deflect. I mean, you've got to deflect away from what's happened to Clinton with the emails. Deflect and genuflect before the masses, hoping you're still going to get enough of those independents, because the independents could really go either way. Some, of course, would go Democratic, but not all. That's the game that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump really might be playing. They really might be doing that. Because if you have a massive amount of independence, which a lot of people say they are, that means that is that fertile middle ground. And if it is too close to call, and the polls are showing that no matter who it is, if it was Bernie Sanders or it was Hillary Clinton, then truly, in a way, that's where the every vote counts comes into play. Isn't that interesting that it could come down to that? Meaning, it could come down partially to independents. Who are women that are independents going to vote for? Who are younger people who are independents? Who are they going to vote for? Especially if they were really high on Bernie Sanders. They're a voting age. Will they go out and bust it for Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I've talked to enough millennials, some of you writing me emails, and I don't think so. Is it the sit-on-your-hands crowd? That's what the Republicans were worried about. You can't assume, no matter what you're reading, that any of these candidates are necessarily going to win easy. I don't think this is going to be easy for anyone. It's going to be like a game seven in the playoffs. In any of the sports where there's a game seven, meaning it could be professional baseball. It could be what we're seeing right now on the court between the great LeBron James and the MVP, the Superman of Golden State, Steph Curry. So if you put it where it's that close, then that saying about every vote matters really, really does matter. By the way, I'll throw this in for grins. Golden State beat Cleveland handily, 104-89. Not a shocker, necessarily. There was a funny moment in the game. I'll mention this. It was one of those oops moments. Steve Kerr, who used to be part of those great Bulls teams in the 90s that won how many championships, is the coach of the Warriors. During a timeout in the third quarter, he smashed his clipboard and it shattered into pieces all over the place. Why are you shattering your clipboard? I think he just got excitable and then he got combustible. And that's pretty much what it was. If you want to flip me an email, you can, americatonight.net, or jam on these digits. Got one eye open and a cup of joe in the other, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I have a friend who says, a cyclops lacks perspective, but not in the wee hours. as long as you've got one eye going and a thought, yeah. Especially if you're stringing together long hours. I completely feel you. And I mentioned this. I mentioned also at the top UCLA. And now this story has gotten even stranger and more twisted. There was a kill list. So the UCLA gunman killed his wife, allegedly. His wife was found dead in Minnesota. And the way the story goes is that he left Minnesota full of rage, went to UCLA, had two professors in mind on this kill list that he was going to go after, had plenty of weapons, got to the one professor and then killed himself. And we know the rest was history. There was a lockdown and all kinds of stories of people barricading doors because who knew what was going to happen. The guy's name is Mankar Shakar. He was the guy who was married, used to be married to this woman, who was found dead in a suburb of Minnesota. His wife, apparently, they were married in 2011. It's kind of unclear whether they were still married or not, but apparently she either was divorced or wanted a divorce. So the way it certainly looks, they just have to put all the pieces together, is he killed her, jumped in the car, drove all the way from Minnesota to Los Angeles, Westwood, and targeted two professors. Got one, the other one wasn't on campus. I mean, obviously, everyone's looking for some kind of a reason. There was a story out of Los Angeles that there was some kind of bizarre dispute over intellectual property, and that was tied to the UCLA shooting. But the deputy police chief said everybody tries to look for a reason. There is no good reason. This is a mental issue, mental derangement. Sarkar felt the professor he killed had released information that harmed him, supposedly, but they emphasized again and again that was the workings of his imagination. So in the last few days, they don't know the exact day, but he drove from his house in St. Paul to L.A., had two semi-automatic pistols and multiple rounds of ammunition. Now, here's the question. We've got a great guest coming up in our next hour to talk about this. In Texas, you in Texas, you can be armed when starting in the beginning of August with a registered gun, etc., on any of the college campuses. There was a lot of controversy over that when that was decided. But now that's a discussion a lot of colleges are having. Kathy's listening to us in the great state of Washington. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how's it going, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about what you're talking about and how, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, and with mental illness, people just get a little weird about it. But, you know, it's something that really has been happening in the United States for a long time, and we just have to accept it, and we just have to be really trying to find a solution for all what is going on with these crazy things in America.
Yeah, but what's the solution? You know, see, this is the tricky part. The tricky part is figuring out how to get help to people who need help, who are distraught over something. It seems like sometimes it's about divorce. It's about somebody being enraged, and then they kill a wife, kill an ex-wife, and then move on and do something else horrific. They're blaming other people. You know, every time, and there's no way to lump it all into one category.
No, that's what makes it so, way to lump it.
Yeah, it's what makes it so tricky.
I just wish that there was some kind of answers.
Because I know.
So crazy right now, but, you know, you just really want to make sure that everybody is safe. And even if we feel that it's just a little crazy, maybe try to walk in somebody else's shoes.
Yes, you know, there you go.
Yeah, I wish that I could really fix the whole world, which really needs fixing.
Right, but you can't, because we'd all be right there with you. What can we do? The one thing you said right there, Kathy, is key. Try to walk in someone else's shoes. Try to do that. Try to put yourself, because it's so easy for us to say, oh, that's ridiculous, that's outrageous, when not on a killing thing, but when something's amiss, somebody's acting bizarre.
Right.
But
exactly.
We don't know what it is that caused that conflict, and I think there is a rush to judgment. And then who knows? Then there's people who flat out are carrying anger for whatever reason that it could be. It could be work, whatever reason. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, the music means we're up against it, Kathy. Thanks for the call. She made a great point. That's the takeaway from that. Think about walking in someone else's shoes. It's not always so obvious when there's something amiss, when there's something wrong. Hang with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The most important thing we can do right now is to protect the lives of everybody. The person who has the best control over that is you, the individual.
Yeah, that's the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and he means the people who are out there, and I am as guilty as anyone. Today I was in a horrific situation in a suburb of Dallas called Irving, having no idea how bad it was. There were cars not too far from an intersection for me that were floating. I almost thought, should I just get out of the car and help? But there were plenty of people that were trying to help them. And what he's referring to is when a road is closed or when you see that water that's just there on the street where you can tell it's a little bit thick, but you've got big tires. It looks like a big Jeep or truck is not enough with some of these Texas floodwaters because of how the rain is coming down. And again, those areas that are soft, that are low-lying, that are much deeper than you expect, or suddenly they become deep. Because when I tell you, how is it that people risk their lives, brave men risking their lives, doing what you have to do to be in the military, knowing you could be deployed at any moment, and they're dead. You've got five dead and four missing. They believe the four missing also drowned. If that's true, that's nine soldiers that lost their lives on our soil because of a rainstorm in an army truck that overturned. How scary is that to really put that into perspective and think about it? Which is why, for the rest of the mere mortals, and that's what Greg Abbott is trying to get across to people, you don't want to tempt fate because you think you're okay, but you're not, because you don't realize just how bloody deep it is. It doesn't look that way, but it is. And, I mean, I think this is one of the saddest stories I heard on the whole day. Because in my mind, and maybe many of you feel this way, some of you probably served. I have a lot of family members who served. And I know some of them, I mean, right in the middle of horrific fights, others serving in other ways and just never were called to the front lines or weren't part of the strategy sessions, because I have some officers in my family. But the bottom line is, doing what you do, long deployments, especially these days, to the Middle East and whatever country, the hell that you go through, and then to come back and be doing what seems to be a routine kind of day and not come back from that routine day to end up losing your life, to end up drowning. Think of the exercises that you go through in the military, and it's, I mean, to me, this is just one of the most stunning stories and does amplify when you think it's okay, it's not what you think. And I saw that, as I mentioned today, where I was in this suburb called Irving, Texas. It's still the home of the Dallas Cowboys, is where they practice, and it was awful. Because the rain was just blasting it, and you could see the floodwaters in certain areas. I was quick to get away from there, realizing what I had just witnessed on an overpass, because that's where it was, basically. And with this more rain coming, it's going to be even that much worse. So they've got warnings and advisories. Some of you are listening to me right now in Texas, and you know exactly what I mean by that. Others have lived in places where you've dealt with floods. But when there is no relief and it's days and days and days and days, boy, look out batten the hatches. I mean, this is when you just stay off the roads. Just absolutely stay off the roads. All right. In the meantime, I'm going to seg into a different direction. What is going on with people selling cockamamie things on lists like Craigslist, eBay? I don't know if you caught this story or not. It's what I'm going to call my curveball for this show. So here's the curveball. Anybody out there ever shoot a deer, clean a deer, deal with a deer? Well, there was a woman in Northern California who was actually arrested. She scooped up a fawn. So she didn't shoot it, clean it, none of that. But she scooped up a fawn from a rural road and tried to sell the fawn on Craigslist. She did. She put out an ad. She asked $300 for the baby deer. She had a photo with the ad. So guess who's going to pinch you there? State game wardens, honey. They set up a sting to meet her and buy the deer. She says she picked up the little creature in Mendocino County at 2 in the morning. But guess what? It's illegal to pick up a fawn and sell it online. Bambi's only good to watch in the movies. You don't find Bambi and sell Bambi. So she was arrested. And she was arrested on an unrelated warrant for failure to appear in a prior drug case. So she wasn't dealing with a full deck. She was released on bail later in the day. The good news is this baby deer, the fawn, is in good health and is at a rehab spot. Otherwise, who knows what cockamamie person could have come through and bought that fawn and what could have happened. But if you want a good laugh one day, go to Craigslist, pick a city, maybe your own, go through and see what people are saying in some of these ads. And we've had the founder of Craigslist on this show, and I'm sure he is not excited about the direction that Craigslist has taken. That's why so many people will say, well, when you have a paid ad, you know it's more serious because the person listing it invested that money in it. That used to be the thing. Hooking one person up with something else that somebody else wanted to sell. And I'm sure there's plenty of nice people on Craigslist, and it's not a big deal. I'm sure some of you have been on Craigslist. I've been on Craigslist. We had a car that we, I want to say that we sold an old car. It was kind of a cool, one of those old Acuras that a lot of people use for racing. And I want to say this is a while ago. It's probably 8-9 years ago. We sold it on Craigslist. And it was totally fine, normal transaction, no problem. But I think anymore now, it's just so dicey as to what are you selling and where are you meeting this person? It really feels that way. That it's just a little bit of a different world right now, right? It's like I mentioned, the UCLA shooting. What is it that sends this guy, Sharkar, what sends him, because here he was, a UCLA student a while ago. He graduated in 2013, by the way, with a PhD in engineering. So he got his PhD. There was even in the note at UCLA, asked the person who found the note to check on his cat in Minnesota. And when they got that note, that's when investigators found the kill list. They're still searching for a car that he drove from Minnesota to California because they think that that would be a nice piece of evidence to have to unravel this mystery of when did he come there and what happened, and finding the car would go a long way for that. Sad for this Professor Klug and his wife, who issued a statement, Mary Elise Klug, on Thursday, saying, you know, thanking the public for support, saying it was difficult for the family. They're grateful. It's a terrible loss. She says he was more than her soulmate, her husband Bill, this professor, that she would miss him every day of the rest of her life. Knowing that so many other people share the family's sorrow, she said, has been a little bit of a measure of comfort. But what a sad deal. He was a little league coach. He was a well-liked teacher. And what is the sense of this? What is the sense of killing him? And I mentioned he got his PhD. And this is a guy, this professor, who had been there since July of 2003. The good news, there is no good news, but the one silver lining, if I can even say that, is just that the cops, the LA police responded so well. Immediately, they get the shooting, boom, they're there. The campus is on lockdown. They're patrolling the streets of the campus because you got a lot of students there, over 40,000 rather. It's SWAT, squad cars everywhere. They're going floor by floor. They're checking everything. They're not taking any chances. It's more than one person. It's who knows what it is. Had to be jarring for the people who were in the middle of it. Final exams next week. Graduation on the 10th. As more of the story becomes available, it'll be interesting to see what pushes your buttons to the point of no return like that. Awful stuff. We're going to lighten the load somewhat, take you on the trail, dump you off, provide a few laughs. Does that sound good? Kick back, relax.
Are Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote.
All right, so we're at the plate. We're swinging for the fences here.
My head
on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're at the last segment of this hour. And here's the question. I asked this question a long time ago. Do endorsements matter? I think for Trump, it is about getting confidence behind him. Not for himself, but for other Republicans to step up and say, yeah, I'm backing him. One of them is Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan said, I'm voting for Trump. I'm sure Priebus was somewhere in the corner saying, oh, thank you, thank you. Remind me to send him a Christmas card. Thank you. Because he needs more people like Paul Ryan to not waffle on Trump or not trash him, but not say that they would endorse him. And Ryan just said, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. So that is big. And think of Ryan and think of Ryan running and think of what Ryan's been through and think of people that wanted Ryan to be in the middle of this and he didn't want to. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday, why not on a shortened week? He said, I'm absolutely going to do it. he broke the news saying that he's endorsing him. Because even last week, when he was asked about it, he shot that notion down. That he said he would do it on his own time frame, so he did. He did it. He says he's got confidence that Trump would help enact a policy platform House Republicans are expected to release over the course of the month. Donald Trump, who really speaks through Twitter, said, "So great to have the endorsement and support of Paul Ryan. We will both be working very hard to make America great again," because that is his campaign slogan. And he apparently had made the decision earlier in the week. All of the other members of the House GOP leadership team have publicly backed Trump, along with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, trying to get those dominoes to fall in the right places. Hillary Clinton is trying to do the same, not so much with endorsements, but to keep the Attorney General at bay and to not have any more stories break about the emails and the servers and the hackers that could get in through her friend Blumenthal, Sidney Blumenthal, and how costly that was to Hillary Clinton. She says, I think she's just get through it. She's trying to get through it. That's it. In the meantime, we have this crazy edited video that came from the State Department. You know this story, as they were negotiating with Iran. So in getting barraged with questions about it, why do we have this video that's missing 8 minutes? The White House, this came out of the White House, the edited Iran video is not consistent with their standards. So the White House is throwing them under the bus. We don't care. We don't want it. That was the response of Josh Earnest on Thursday, where he said, I'm not really sure what that person thought they were doing by editing the video, but is not consistent with the standard practice that is observed by other agencies that hold regular briefings, including the White House. They're not calling for an investigation. They're not calling for any of that. Just pointing it out. The video was altered. But there is an unedited script, so you can't get away from it. They will find you. It's not gone. It is out there, in other words. Never, ever gone. 100%. I think it's time to, as I promised, lighten the load. Meaning, what's funny that's happening? What is going to make you laugh out loud? Well, I think it's the quirky, oddball, crazy, what I used to call news you can abuse stories that make you crack up. Well, now, this isn't a make you crack up story. This is a, oh man, you got to be kidding me. I got to get to Paris. The Louvre Museum in Paris says they're going to be closed, and they are closed right now on Friday, to remove artworks from rooms threatened by rising water from the Seine River, which is right by there. So they're worried about the Mona Lisa. They're worried about all these precious paintings and having them destroyed by water. Otherwise, when you go over, you'll be missing some of the key paintings, some of the things that you want to see when you're at the Louvre, which is ridiculously huge and takes forever to go through. I mean, forever. Days and days and days and days and days. There is no quick in dealing with that area. There is no quick. Let's put it that way. And then this story to me, here is what I would call a vintage news you can abuse. Your kid sitting next to you in the car, you go through a red light, he calls 911. Yeah, I want to report that my father's driving too fast. This was a 5-year-old Massachusetts boy who dimed out his dad for running a red light. He didn't tell his mother he called 911. So the Quincy Police Department got the call from the kid, Robert. He said, my daddy just went past the red light. It was in the brand new car, my mommy's car. We had to go to the car wash. And then he went past the red light. Wow. They determined there wasn't a real emergency. And the father just apologized, saying, that's my five-year-old. I didn't realize it. And the father just laughed. He apologized. And they found the car wash. I just think it's wild, though. I know 911. I know you're not supposed to be driving the way you're driving. And I have the power to call or text or whatever and find out. And I'm going to use it. And that was that case. So, good for the kid. I don't know, at five, did I know to call anyone? What's the number to the police department? What's the number to the neighbors? What's the number to wherever? So, bravo. If something were really happening, then somebody would respond. And they can tell, they know. Every once in a while, they get calls from kids. All right, this isn't funny news. But we were talking about it the other day. They say one to four major Atlantic hurricanes are possible this year, because there's been kind of a lull in the action. There have not been very many quakes, especially the devastating kind. One to four, all it takes is one that doesn't blow out easily, that gains some momentum, that could be so deadly. I don't know which is worse. Well, I'm going to say a hurricane could be worse. Because, okay, you have the wind scenario, but also you get hurricane weary, especially when you live in an area that has a lot, an abundance of hurricanes, because you're saying to yourself, come on, they're crying wolf again. The NWS, the National Weather Service, forget about it. It's a fregazi. It's not true. But the problem is they have to warn. They have to let people know, because they are looking at weather patterns way in advance. Things that you and I could not see. I don't know. If the National Weather Service says a tornado's coming my way, I think I might pay attention. I don't know about you, but I don't really want to take on a hurricane. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.